Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 14. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me again this week is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, after a bit of a quiet weekend last week, we are really heating up on the Gold Coast, more ways than one. I think they're expecting 36 degrees on Saturday. And of course, a 9-race, $10 million card on the coast for Magic Millions Day. And two-year-old classic, I think it's looking a pretty deep race this year.
It's always hard to know, isn't it, Joel, because it's so early into the season, but there's promising signs. There's all the big stables represented. The barrier draws made things interesting. Of course, we've got Hoots in the early favourite before the barrier draw, drawing the car park, and a few of his key dangers drawing well towards the inside. So an intriguing race it always is, but really looking forward to some races on the undercard as well.
Yeah, of course, one of those being the three-year-old guineas. We get to see the unbeaten winning Rupert go around again. Deep into odds on from barrier six. His main danger drew 20, Global Glamour. But it is a race where you can draw wide. We'll touch on that a bit later. We'll kick off with the opener, of course. This is the time-honoured Magic Millions Maiden. I think there was about 35 acceptors for the race. And of course, they run with a 16 plus 5. Deep Image would have been favourite. They ran him against Winning Rupert first start, just to have him peaking for this maiden, I suggest. But he came up with a wide gate and they've scratched him. So I'm going to tip number 9, Mount Panorama. He's never raced in a maiden. Spent all his career running through stakes class, and he's been competitive at times. His form, looking at it on paper, doesn't read well, his numerical form. But in a maiden, drawn well, and he's got his share of talent. So I've gone his way from 3, Dortmund, who was good on debut. He'll be fitter for that, and there's winning form out of that maiden. 4, Dot Painting, hasn't raced for 12 months, but has been trialling well. And 5, Regimental Force, really well-bred colt, and has also trialled nicely.
Is it a slightly strange decision to scratch a horse in a race where it's $150,000 to the winner just because of a wide barrier?
Yeah,
wouldn't you just chance your arm?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure whether something has gone amiss with the horse, possibly, but the scratching came through very quickly after acceptances. So
possibly that's what put them off. But I'm going to go with the horse here, number 4, Dot Painting. This is first up of a long spell. It used to be trained by Peter Moody. It's now with Bjorn Baker. I thought it showed some nice ability in its two Victorian runs, particularly the debut effort behind Hell of an Effort. I'm expecting him to be quite wound up for this race, and I've got him on top ahead of Regimental Force, really well bred by Sepoy Ad, the mare Regimented Girl. Got Dortmund in for third, and then Mount Panorama in for fourth. But there's plenty of horses with differing form lines, so it is a tricky race to line up.
Race 2 is the Magic Millions Country Cup. This is the second of the races not worth $1 million. We have, obviously, being a country, a couple of different form lines to work with. Really pleased to see the early odds about Naranja. Betting massive odds about him. He ran a good race in the maiden this day last year. He'd come back here and he's first up with 63 kilos. He was taken back and had a bit of trouble getting out on the turn, and then hit the line strongly at Moolumbah. Second up here, drops down to 54. Yes, he's drawn 16, but he's opened up crazy odds for mine. 3, Queen Tara. Blinkers went back on second up, and she went to the front and dominated. She'll have her share of admirers here. 6, Red Scarlet, shooting for 4 on the trot. He's a real progressive type. And 7, Upstart from the Chris Lees yard. It's got to be respected.
I'm actually going for a Chris Lees Quinella here. I didn't mind the run of Little Shocker, number 12, at first up at Gosford. Won a couple of races at Cessnock at Kempsey last campaign. The stable thought highly enough of it to throw it in the deep end in the Group 3 Tibby. It just raced a bit too keenly on that occasion, and it finished well down the track. It did resume with okay trials leading into it, and then was held up and found the line nicely behind at Weissman. I think that's very good form. Of course, last time at Gosford, it had to go back from the outside barrier, so draws a little bit better here, doesn't have to get as far back, and I think we'll appreciate that little bit extra further as well. I've got it ahead of number 7, Upstart. I thought that first up run was very good behind Your Way. Did draw wide, got back and finished home nicely. So certainly got to respect it. Queen Tara in for third, number 3, the last start, Doomben winner. And then for fourth, I'm going to listen to you, Joel, and put in number 8, Narandra.
And you did mention Your Way. Won again yesterday at Canterbury. Just keeps on winning. Race 3 is the Magic Millions Cutis Open. We saw Buffering win this race last year with 61. The class runner this year is Miss Cover Girl. Coming off a poor run last start, she's drawn 17 with her 59.5. I'll be including her in my multiples, but I've left her out of the four. I've gone five Madotti. She's in good form. Good win first up. Then chased home Egyptian Symbol. We'll hear more about her later. And drawn well, Madotti. I think she'll run really well. Two Jumbo Prince. He got out to longer trips last prep and had some good form, but he can sprint well fresh over this trip. I think he's right in the mix at a good price. Seven Siegfried, good local. That was his first win first up, so it was a good sign to see him win. He'll improve on that. And three Steel Zip, the old boy. Still got a great zest for racing. He's a ripper. Drawn wide, but be including him in all the multiples as well.
Siegfried on top for me, number seven. Yeah, good first up win. Enjoyed a nice run just off the speed from barrier one, and he was good enough to pounce his favourite. He's got a great second up record. I've always had a nice opinion of about Siegfried, and he does perform well on his home track as well. So got him ahead of number five, Madotti, who's fitter for the two runs this campaign. One first up in Sydney, and then only found Egyptian Symbol better last time. Third, I'm putting in number three, Steel Zip, the old boy. He's racing well this campaign. Look for him to be getting back from that very wide barrier, but he'll be finding the line. And then Pepperano in for fourth, who is a model of consistency. She is, I should say. That was a good win over the Flemington Carnival when fighting back to beat Onerous. And then last time, off of fresh and wasn't disgraced at Doom. And so I've got them at seven to beat five, three and four.
Race four is the Magic Millions Trophy. 2,200 this year, this staying race. I've gone five Feltra, who just missed last year, and he returns here. He's got to step up to the 22. He did that last start from 1,600 and ran a decent fourth behind Colin Lill. As I said, he went up 600 metres there. I think he'll be fitter. Drawn a touch wide, but happy to play him each way. From the class, number one Stratum Star. He's won a Coonjee over 2,000. Should run 2,200 in this class from barrier one. Of course, he's got the 61 kilos, but last start group one winner, he's earned it. 11 for third payroll. Talented type. Didn't have a lot of favours in running at Flemington last start. And three Boom Time. He's flying. He'll certainly be hard to beat.
Yeah, Boom Time for me, number three. I just think it's very well weighted. I guess in years gone by, maybe the Boom Time over the 2500 would probably press onto a race like the Bagot over 2800, but with the Magic Millions Trophy now being a 2200 metre race and being Magic Millions eligible and being worth such good money, they've made the trip up north, and I think he'll get the job done from one Stratum Star. He'll stretch out to the 2200 here. That's probably maybe a touch too far, but class will carry him a long way despite the impost of 61. Third, I've put in number two, Centre Pivot. And then one of the odds, number eight, Rustic Melody. Pretty plain, it must be said, last time. But on her day, is certainly capable. So I've gone 3, 1, 2, and 8.
Race five is the Fillies and Mares Magic Millions. And here I am with number three, Egyptian Symbol. Really confident about her. She's a good mare. She impressed first up. Went down to Melbourne, ran okay during Cup Week. She had a freshen and was dominant at Wyong. Barrier 5. She's been unlucky not to win on her two previous visits to the Gold Coast, this day last year in the Guineas and also in the Gold Coast Guinea. She was stiff both times. She gets the luck. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. From 2, I Am a Lady, who won the race last year. I think she's going as well. She didn't quite come up last prep, and then first up she's got a duck egg next to her name, but she'd been trialling well and she had no soft run first up and she was wide without cover. So I think she could get out to a silly price and be an improver. 11 Pioneering, liked her first up run from the white gate. She only got caught in the shadows of the post. She's since trialled. I think she's a real chance. And 9 Private Secretary, she'll get back, but she will be flying home.
Egyptian Symbol on top for me. That Wyong win was impressive. She's always thereabouts. I thought her Flemington run during Cup Week was good also. Barrier 5 draws together that beautiful run up on the speed and will be hard to beat. Got ahead of the second favourite, Private Secretary, who'll get back from that wide barrier and be screaming home late. She really does have an ability to reel off a big finish. For third, I've put in Kinsashi, the Godolphin runner. Another great opportunity for Jeff Lloyd to register a winner on Magic Millions Day. And then for fourth, number 10, 50 Shades of Grey, the outsider of the field at about 80-1. Ran the best closing sectionals last time at Canterbury. It wasn't an easy day to make ground, and that race wasn't an easy race to make ground in either. Look, it's been a long time between wins for 50 Shades of Grey. She's been unplaced, I think, her past 10 starts, but she's knocking on the door, and if there's any given the ground, she'll go very, very close.
Race 6 is the Magic Millions Cup over 1,400 metres, and again, we have another Group 1 winner carrying the maximum 61 kilos, Lucky Hustler, who's back to defend his title. He won this race last year, and he'll be pretty hard to beat again, I would have thought. He's got Most Important keeping him company at the top of the market. He's just flying this prep. on his last three. I've put them in for second and third. I'm going with Snippets Land each way. He's a pretty consistent galloper this sort of level. His two runs back have been good off a bit of a freshen last start in Sydney behind Ecuador. Had the 59.5, I thought he ran well. Down on 54.5 here. Happy to back him each way. From Lucky Hustler, two most important, and five some moments. Been a little while since we've seen his best, but he's got a big booming finish on him, and just ignore his first up run, just got too far back. I think from a better draw, he can be a knockout chance.
I want to play around the favourite Lucky Hustler. He's going to have to carry a big weight, as he did last year, but he draws a little bit less favourably this time around, and I just want to be betting away from him. So on top, I'm putting number 8 Backman. I've been with Backman for most of this campaign. His last start effort was okay. Probably not quite the form, I guess, aesthetically on paper was better heading into this race last year when he finished 8th. But I think he's just going as well as then, and I think from barrier 1 he'll again be afforded every chance down on the minimum weight. So I've got him on top ahead of 12 Loyalty Man. That was a really nice win at Canterbury. It stalked Gold Ambition with a 5.5 kilos, carrying 5.5 kilos more. Gold Ambition dictated in the lead, but Loyalty Man was good enough to get over the top. I think Gold Ambition, whilst only winning one race, is quite handy and has been maintaining his form this campaign. So I don't think you can ignore those form lines. For third, I've put in 3 Hofgarden. It draws well. Form in Melbourne during the spring was good without really troubling the placings, but he's maintained that high standard. You know what you're going to get from him. And then for fourth, I'll put in 1 Lucky Hustler. But you've got to give chances also to Snoopy Off the Rails and even Strawberry Boy. A really open race, and I'd be inclined to risk the favourite.
Race 7 is the first of the biggies, the $2 million Magic Millions. 3-year-old Guineas, as mentioned earlier, we're going to have a very short price favourite in Winning Rupert. And he's hard to tip against. I'll put him on top. Be attacking the race sort of similar to how I attacked the Vaux Rogue with backing River Racer and taking her in the multiples with Winning Rupert and Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid is a second emergency. He needs one more scratching to get in. But yeah, Winning Rupert on top, River Racer for second. She was great behind him last start and she's drawn beautifully. She'll run really well again. 18 Billy the Kid ran well also. He's a promising type. He's going to get up over a bit further, I think, being by Savabeel, but another that's drawn well. If he gets a run, I'll be basing all my bets around those three, and I've thrown in the classy Global Glamour. She just had no luck first up, no luck at all. Drawn wide, but I think 9 of the last 10 winners of this race have drawn double figures, so not necessarily a hindrance to be drawn out there. Eckstein certainly including in multiples, and Heart Skipped a Beat could be a big roughie to include as well.
Yeah, I'm going to obviously go with Winning Rupert. It's hard to see him getting beaten, particularly after the barrier draw when you see the main danger Global Glamour drawing so wide and him drawing so well. So got to put Winning Rupert on top. I'll put in for second Eckstein, who has been a good winner of his past 4 starts. The penny has really dropped this campaign and he's going places, but I don't think he can trouble the top selection Winning Rupert. For third, then I'll put in number 10 Candica, who did cover plenty of extra ground last time behind Winning Rupert, but was a good runner-up before that to Eckstein. And then for fourth, I'll put in Global Glamour. But the only other one I'd like to mention is River Racer. I thought it stuck onto its task quite nicely last time behind Winning Rupert. And obviously from barrier 4, we'll get every opportunity to poke through and run into a place.
Race 8 is the Jeep Magic Millions 2-year-old classic, the big one for the day, $2 million. And, well, barriers do play a big key here. I think as opposed to 9 of the past 10 3-year-old Guineas runners drawing wide, I think it's a very similar stat to those drawing single figure digit. So obviously barriers are key. Houtson had a shocker, 21, Invincible Star 16. So a couple of the main chances drawn awkwardly. I'm going for a blowout. I'm going with 16 Sally Girl. That debut win just really took me. She covered a bit of ground. She got chopped off halfway up the straight. Had to get around heels, and just the way she savaged the line, like, I know this is a different class to what she met on debut, but it was just a really, really good win. And then last start behind Houtson, bungled the start, just got too far back. Houtson was running slick sectionals up in front, and I really liked the way she attacked the line for fourth. Callie Schweeters put a visor on her. They were toying up whether to put blinkers or a visor. They were just going to wait and see the barrier draw. She's drawn well, so they have made a bit gear change. They put the visor on. And if that can make her jump away, I think she can really surprise a few on Saturday. So I'm with Sally Girl to beat 8 Medinity. I think she got out to pretty decent odds earlier in the week. I think she's certainly the one to beat. From barrier one, hopefully she doesn't get too much interference, but she'll get a lovely run, I would have thought. And she's ticked a few boxes. Was professional enough to bolt in down the straight on debut. First win, Sydney way of going, she won. So she's a good little filly. 13 from within. Couldn't have done any more on debut. Big raps about her. I think she can run really well. And 10 Invincible Star I'm going to throw in for fourth. Of course, she beat Medinity. Had the fast lane that day at Flemington, but her trials leading into this have been super. So 16, 8, 13, 10.
Don't think there's much between From Within and Modernity. One is $3.80, the other one's $7.50. I'd probably, independent of the prices, I'll put From Within on top. And then the way I'd approach the race is I'd probably have a heavy bet the win on From Within, and then I'd have an each-way saver on Modernity, because I just can't see Modernity missing a place from Barry 1, unless there's something really catastrophic that happens in the straight, or it may be a slow away, maybe an extreme choice type scenario, and the Golden Slipper slow away then gets bobbled away in the fence. But I think From Within's the one to beat. Really good win on debut. It'll, jumps from barrier four after all the emergencies get taken out. It should run out a strong 1200. And I think it's the one to beat from 8, Modernity. Third, I'll put in 10, Invincible Star. It did nothing wrong on debut. And then Hootson in for fourth. It's going to have to probably cover the most ground of any other runner, but he certainly got the motor to do it. Next best four chauffeur.
All right, in race nine, the last race of the day is the Magic Moon Sprint over 1,200 metres. I've gone with the Sydney Raiders here. They're good, proven, classy sprinters in Dothraki and Target in Sight. I've gone Dothraki, two to beat four. And then the two horses at Quinella, the race last start in Brisbane, 16 Vedora, who chased home 14 Hidden Pearl.
Le Cordon Bleu, for me, really good winner in the Canterbury Classic. Got back from a wide barrier and just powered over the top late. That was impressive. I don't think there was anything flukish about it. First up, he was behind Spieth and Kapnick in finishing third. So he's got the class, he draws well, got him ahead of two Dothraki, four Target in Sight, and then I'll chuck in Mirth the Flirt, number 13, in for fourth.
All right, my best is Egyptian Symbol, race 5, number 3. My value is Snippets Land, race 6, number 7. And, of course, the best roughie may as well be Sella Girl in the millions.
I'll best each way. I'll go Backman, race 6, number 8. And best bet, I will go, well, you can't go Winning Rupert, obviously. We'll go early in the card, and that is the Hayes runner in the staying race. That's a real
time.
Yeah, boom time. That's the one. Race 4, number 3.
All right, that is Millions Day done and dusted. Let's move quickly across to Flemington on Saturday, and we do have a stakes race. It is the Chester Manifold Stakes Race 7 on the card. Conveniently enough, it sees my value bet go around, which is sold for Song, a really classy Queenslander with a booming finish. Barrier 1, it could be a bit tricky, but just hope they ride her cold and she'll come down the outside. I think she'll run really well. I've got her ahead of 4 Grand Rosso, 8 Divine Mr. Arty, and 2 Lord Aspen.
Sorry, Grande Rosso on top for me. I thought the last start second was good behind Lucky Liberty. He's really finding form for the Hayes and Dabernick stable. And I've got him ahead of Divine Mr. Arty, who is much better off at the handicaps this time around as opposed to the Standish. 1400 should be ideal as well. 1400 should also suit Lord Aspen. He's a horse that's always, flies around the 1400 at Flemington, but he just needs a forgiving surface. And, any sort of given the ground will definitely suit him. But he does have a history of injury issues. And then for fourth, number 5, Sold for Song, he'll get back and be flooding home late.
All right, as I said, Sold for Song was my value. My best is in the last, Wall Street Wolf. Race 9, number 12, Talented Galloper, as I mentioned on last week's podcast, they did scratch him. He's a real talent, does a little bit wrong, still got a bit to learn, as evidenced by his recent trial where he had his head on the side, still won the trial in good style. He stretches out nicely. I think he's a good horse, and I think he'll be pretty hard to beat. Rich Charm is obviously a bit of a threat, and there's a few others with claims, but I like Wall Street Wolf.
Best bet, race 8, number 2, Chance to Dance. I thought his last start run over the mile just last Saturday was quite good. He got back in a truly run race. He was probably out of his comfort zone for a long way of that race. And while some people might be a bit discouraged by the fact that he was high up in betting, an extra zero ran past him in the straight, I don't think his run was all that bad. I think he'll benefit from that hit out. The extra distance will suit. I think Flemington will suit. And I think the race will be run a lot differently as it was last weekend when Burning Front and Hellover Street just pounced on it. A very fast pace established there by Mahani. So I've got Chance to Dance on top as the best bet of the day, and the value bet comes up against your best bet in the last race, 9, number 15, Little Indian. I've got Wall Street Wolf in for second. I think Foreign Affair, number 11, can run a cheeky race at odds as well, but Little Indian, you just really showed showed a great turn of foot in winning over 1,000 metres last time. 1,100 metres, no issue. Draws wide, just look for it to be flooding home from the back of the field, and it does have a few nice wins to go through the grades, because it has been performing well in stronger grades without winning in the past.
Royal Randwick on Saturday, 9 race card, no black type, so let's get straight into the B and V. My best is Admiral Jello, race 6, number 5. He's racing really well this prep. He's been in the money all four starts. Good win, 2 back at Canterbury. Stayed at that track and a distance, which was 1,900 last start. Came wide before the turn, loomed up. Wasn't quite able to win that race. Burning Energy kicked back and got up on the inside and won. But a 4.5 kilo weight swing, I think, can see him at least turn the tables on him. And I think it'd be pretty hard to beat. Admiral Jello, my best. And my value, they're onto her a bit. I thought she might be a slightly longer price. But Machine Gun Jubs, race 8, number 13. Pretty even race. There's a few hopes. But she was in foreign territory first up after being tightened at the start. Got back to last. She's normally up on the speed. And once she did get finally into the clear in the straight, she ran on well under hands and heels to run second. Drawn well, if she can begin and escape any early trouble, she'll be on the pace and we'll give you a good sight.
Best bet for me, race 9, number 4, Classic Uniform. Won well second up and then attempted to lead throughout from a wide gate third up, but ran fourth, beaten by Hogamani, Gold Ambition and King Darcy. That trio all carried less weight. Then Classic Uniform sat 3 wide outside the speed. The leader there was Cabeza Devaca, and King Darcy was 1 off the fence. Classic Uniform was 3 wide outside them. Stuck on for third. The 2 on its inside ran the Quinella, and both those horses since have won their next start. So I think that's a strong form reference. Barrier 4 shouldn't get too pestered in the lead here. I think it'll be awfully hard to beat in the last race. And the value bet comes up in the race earlier, race 8, number 10, that's Wonderbolt. He's a bit maligned, doesn't win out of turn. 4 runs last campaign, got back, finished home okay without ever really threatening, but they were in stronger company, did have excuses in running as well at times. This race isn't overly strong, with the exception of the Godolphin favourite Badajoz, who's first up as Gelding and just might be better than them. But just banking on Wonderbolt running a cheeky race at a good price, given the fact that he's got that reputation as being a money muncher, I think a few people will let him go and he'll balloon to a silly price.
Morphettville Parks on Saturday, 8 race card, Carl. What have we found here?
Best bet, race 8, number 7, Murty. Murty was first up last time and finishing 4th over a sprint distance, and I thought that effort was quite good. Stuck on well from a trailing position. And this race appears to have a little less depth, so I think Murty can measure up despite it being a reasonably large field. And in race 6, I've got the value bet there, number 8, Spill Grove. Now, this horse is first up over 1,400. Recent trial at Gawler was quite good, and is suggesting that it's ready to run a forward race. It did win first up last campaign on the home track at Gawler. And any sort of given the ground will certainly suit Spill Grove, number 8. But I think it's going to run a nice race at each way odds.
All right, and I will mention Peninsula Lynx, race 5, number 7. Scratched last week, but as you know, I'm a bit of a fan of her. I think she'll run well on Saturday in race 5, number 7. Ascot on Saturday over in the west. We do have a listed race. It is the Miss Andretti Stakes, and I've gone with number 1, Durandal. Conveniently enough, he is my best bet for the day. His former classy Victorian sprinter. He was Group 2, placed 5 runs back at his first start in the west in the summer scorcher a couple of weeks ago. He ran really well. He should improve with that run under his belt. I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think good dangers, probably 7, King's Troop, 10, Rebel King, 11, Volkoff, and possibly 8, Northridge. But Durandal, my best, and my value in the last, Bombs Away. Not overly confident, to be honest, but first up was beaten at Bunbury. Was a little bit disappointing. He was well backed there and certainly expected better. His form lines last prep certainly suggest he can be competitive in this class, and he does drop 5 kilos, so possible improver on Saturday, Bombs Away in the last. New Zealand racing on Saturday at Trentham. Ellerslie, there's also a South Island meeting at Coomara. Trentham is where all the focus is. Group 1 meeting, we've got the Group 1 Levin Classic for the 3-year-olds, race 7. We've also got a pair of Group 3 races. The Group 1, I've gone with 1 Savile Row, very talented 3-year-old from the Moroni stable. Really impressed last start, dropping back to 1200 and beating the older horses. Coming off a bit of a freshen prior to that, was runner-up in the 2000 Guineas. He's hard to beat. Number 14, Calais, a filly I've got a lot of time for. She's about 50-1. She's a maiden, looks out of her class, but I think she's got a very bright future, and I want to be backing her at good odds on Saturday and taking her in multiples with Savile Row. And number 4, Windspell, who ran on really well against the tempo last start. I think could probably turn the tables on Hall of Fame, who certainly is a chance, but the way the race was run, I thought Windspell was a good effort. 1, 14, 4, 2. My best is Promise to Rain, race 5, number 13. Still only won one race. She's a talented female. Her 3-year-old form was good. Her form this season has been sound without winning. As I said, stuck on that one win, but her latest run in the Group 1 was good. Not beaten far, only 2 lengths, and 53 kilos out to 2100. She certainly gets her chance here. It's probably nearing on D-Day, certainly for me anyway. Son of Mar is my value bet, race 8, number 5. Super impressive first up. Down in the South Island, but just had too much class for his rivals. He's a talented galloper. I think he can measure up to this class without surprising. And Ellerslie, my best bet is race 7, number 2, Mary Quant, and my value is Kapoor, race 4, number 10. Now, good news for the free-to-air TV watches on Saturday is that racing.com's free-to-air channel 78 and 68, depending on where you are in the country, will be showing the Trentham races. It's the first of 10 premier meetings that will be covered by the channels from New Zealand over the coming weeks. Some big action coming up. Those 10 meetings include New Zealand Derby Day and numerous other Group 1 meetings, as well as the Karaka Million meeting, which is on a Sunday, of course, at Ellerslie. So tune in. Excellent to see free-to-air racing with New Zealand. So certainly looking forward to that. That just about takes us out for the preview podcast this week. Carl, we better get a $20 bet from you as okay. I think of what mine's going to be.
Yeah, and I'm actually pretty dumb. I should have thought this myself. I won't do that. I won't put too much weight on Wonderbolt. I'll have 10 each way in Little Indian in the last race, 9, number 15 at Flemington.
Yeah, look, I'm going to put all my 20 on Egyptian Symbol, maybe 10 a win Egyptian Symbol, and save the other 10 for something each way, Seller Girl. Egyptian Symbol, if she wins, well, then you can just put it all onto Seller Girl, I guess. But yeah, we'll split that up. Egyptian Symbol, I think, will be very hard to beat. I think Seller Girl, got to have a bet in the main race for the day. I think she'll give you a bit of a sight at odds. Well, that just about takes us out. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. All the action, 5-start form, massive lift out for the Gold Coast, and all your regular features, of course. We will be back next week with the preview podcast.